going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. A draft weekend in the books. The Eagles go heavy defense early, get a bunch of offensive linemen late. We'll discuss the whole class coming up. And now what happens? No tight end here. What about Dallas Goedert? We'll get to that. What Shio Kapadia thought of the second-round pick, the safety out of Texas, who I like a lot. I thought the first three picks were really fun picks by the Eagles. Campbell, Makuba, and then Ty Robinson. And, of course, they get a quarterback later in the draft, Kyle McCord out of Syracuse. And we'll get to maybe something more awkward than the Shadur slip, whatever the hell that was yesterday morning with Bill Belichick. We'll get to that coming up. But, Hugh, we've played some clips here about some people giving reasons why Shadur fell, right? People that didn't think Shadur might be that good or the dad situation or whatever. Well, how about the opposite of that? Here's a coach, and he's a darn good one, who actually thinks Shadur is going to be a really good player. Now, he didn't draft him, but he's surprised he fell as far as it. Here's Sean Payton on Shadur Sanders.
But I think it's hard for any of us to explain what other people are looking at. And I saw him when he was in high school, and then I saw him when he was a sophomore in high school come practice on their way to Florida. And so I've had a chance, I've known Deion, and I felt like I grew up watching him play, and he's gonna, like, there'll be this chip on his shoulder, and beware, because this guy's going to play in this league. And I think it's hard for any of us to explain what other people are looking for. We focus on what we're looking for. And I think it's surprising.
That was interesting. That was probably the most praise I've heard any coach other than the Browns, obviously. They took him. Like another team giving Shadur Sanders.
Yeah. This deep segment was brought to you by the Mattress Warehouse with exclusive Bet Match technology to find your perfect mattress.
Would you make a Payton?
Would I?
Yeah, would you make a Sean Payton? What'd he say? Obviously, he thinks he could play.
They didn't need a quarterback.
Well, just took one last year in the first round.
Yeah, and I get it. And it's a lot to unpack here. You know, because like I said, the biggest thing for me is, is that I've never seen a quarterback touted that highly go in the fifth round.
Do you think everyone missed it? Like I agree with you, right? I've never seen this either. So why were the, I'm doing air quotes, experts, right? Like why were they so off compared to what the NFL teams actually thought? Because that the draft showed us what they thought.
And see, this is where it gets a little sticky. It's because I think that there was some you know, way they want the humbling, in a sense. I do believe it was a little bit of that.
Do you think they threw out misinformation then? Like, where did
I don't know. Because
it's
like,
weird.
Like
the whole
I said,
weird.
The person that I talked to has his fingers on the pulse of this, and you know there was some stories out there that he did not interview well.
Right.
Did hear that. But even with that being said, it's a position, and this is the thing that I think people need to understand. It's so hard to find a quarterback. that people and somebody even said, well, they saw the red flags. They didn't want to make the same mistake. Man, coach has been doing that for years. Look at the history since the Browns have come back about how many quarterbacks have started for the Browns. Just do that. Do me a favor.
You might need all afternoon.
Do me a favor and do that for all those that talk about, well, you know, they didn't want to make the same mistake twice. The Browns have been making the same mistakes at that position for years. So
take five quarterbacks right now.
That's what I'm saying. They've been making that mistake. So for you to sit there and say that his interaction on the sideline with a ball boy was the reason why they didn't take him is ridiculous. Like, there was a guy that we talked about on this air that was in trouble for allegedly, you know, some female stuff. Was allegedly, he still got drafted. Now, he went late.
Second round, yeah.
But he still got drafted.
Yeah, the pass rusher, yeah.
Yeah, and that's what you need to realize. So when it happens to a position that's of need, like the one the quarterback is, there's no quarterbacks out there. Everybody's reaching for one. If you have one and he has a nasty disposition or whatever, most teams overlook that because he can play. Now, to have the grade, like, you can argue all you want about Shador's grade. Never seen a guy, wherever you think he was graded, go to the fifth round. Never seen that before.
If I had to guess on this, and it's just a total guess, I think some teams just totally took him off their board. Because you make a point that is obvious but right. Quarterback's the most important position, right?
It is.
So if you thought, I don't really think he's a first-round player, but maybe second or third, right? Like, he's okay. He's pretty good. Maybe he's got a chance. Then when you get to the fourth, you take that player, right? Because he's it's value.
Yeah.
So my guess is some teams, and I don't know how many, maybe it's two, maybe it's five, maybe it's 10, just totally took his name off. So when he was falling to us and falling on TV, but he wasn't even part of their discussion. Because otherwise, it doesn't make much sense. 215-592-9494. Did you want the Eagles to draft Shador as he was falling? Yes or no? The votes are coming in pretty strong towards no. 84% said no. 16% said yes. All right, well, let's get back to the phones here. Then we got to get to someone who may have been more upset than anyone, including the Sanders family, that he was falling over the weekend. Let's get to Black Ready, who's up next. What's up, Black Ready?
Hey guys, first of all, Hugh, if I go to war, I'm signing you up to be my general, dog. You can go to battle with me any day of the week, brother.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
So I'll tell you what, it's massive collusion. So the call earlier is like, I don't want to deal with his dad. His dad got a full time job, homie. His dad's got a gold jacket, homie. I'd love to have Deion out here talking to Quinn and Cooper every once in a while, giving them some tips. I'd love to have the greatest of all time talk to some guys on my team when he's got some free time, but he got a full-time job. Secondly, I don't know if Jalen can handle it. I saw him handle being benched for Tua, and then be the first one to go out there and shake his hand and then go to another school and have 19 different offensive coordinators and then lose the Super Bowl and come back and win. Jalen Hurts can handle it. His mentality is tough. He did with WIP, Philadelphia, and Nation all day long, so he wasn't worried about it. Secondly, I'm a QB factory. Why wouldn't we want to do it? They brought Michael Vick in here. I don't really care anything about what somebody's attitude is and what's got going on. The drama you had to deal with that, and Philadelphia handled it, but you couldn't handle this kid who rocks a gold chain and believes in himself. Please check yourself. That 85% vote, I know why you're doing it. I'm not going to call you out, but I'm just saying, these Mickey Mouse punk, Scooby McDoo excuses are just silly and loser mentality. Do I want people to shot? I'm trying to sell some jerseys. Because I'm securing my quarterback. He got the George W., the biggest one of all, okay? Get him on the team. And they didn't want him to go to a team with somebody. That's why they're like, hey, Browns, go out there and go and ruin another quarterback. They got 17 quarterbacks. But you believe the Astros leave that Mel Kiper, because I know what you're going to talk about. Mel Kiper put his cape on, boy. He was the only man on television securing his job and position. He wasn't worried about losing nothing. You mean to tell me that they got seven quarterbacks over there? Couldn't find one, and they finally had Baker Mayfield let him go. By the way, you talk about Baker doing all the stuff he was doing. He was in 97 commercials, never won a mammy-jammy thing. Had to watch him 22 times a day. But you worried about Shador Sanders' attitude. And last thing, for the Giants to be the one to actually put a name to Leakin, I saw your interview with Daniels. Dude, your son told you to draft him. A 12-year-old boy told you to draft, and you still missed on him. And you interviewed him. And you put out the clip of that, and you still didn't pick the right quarterback. So I don't want to hear nothing about no interview from the desk about Shador Sanders. Now, my GM, Harry Rosen, A++++++. Defense is no longer a luxury. We're out here balling out of control. It's so good to be a Philadelphia Eagles. But all this Shedeur stuff, his daddy got a job. He got a gold jacket. I don't know what y'all promised. Hugh, let's ride. Let's ride, Hugh. I talked to y'all.
Good stuff, Black Gritty. We appreciate it. Look, do I think the Eagles could have handled it? Yes. The Eagles.
Yeah, and, they're equipped for that.
Well, the Eagles also bring in. The Eagles aren't afraid of circus stuff. I mean, like, they're not. I mean, they've brought in many players that have had whatever the issue is or whatever the potential distraction is. They do this all the time because the Eagles are interested in talent. I think the Eagles were going to take him on Saturday. I mean, Hugh,
that's what I was hearing. I thought they were. I thought they were going to take him.
Can't imagine the Browns jumping them for Shedeur Sanders for the hell of it. Like, the Browns could have just waited to the next pick. No, obviously, two nights went by and no one took him. It wasn't like teams were lining up to take this kid. They jumped over the Eagles for a reason.
I have a theory on that, too, because the Browns didn't look like they were too excited to draft him.
The GM
felt a little overdriven.
It looked a little bit like somebody called in a favor.
Do you think the owner said, let's just take him?
Yeah. I think they called in a favor because Shiloh ended up going to the Tampa Bay Bucks undrafted, mm-hmm. by the way, but still. I think somebody called in a favor because they was like, hey, man, let's put this to bed.
Well, you know who benefited more than anyone from this? The NFL. The ratings for round two were higher than they have been in a long time, 40% higher. Because there was a story. Usually round two, there's not really a story, like a compelling one night to the next. There was this time. And we got some drama on the set. Can we hear this? So Mel Kiper, as our last caller, Black Gritty, mentioned, Mel Kiper was having himself a weekend. He had Shedeur as his best quarterback, number one overall in this class, better than Cam Ward, better than Jackson Dart and Milrow and everyone else. So he was upset that Shedeur Sanders was not going, led to, just listen to this back and forth as Mel was very passionate.
This is not about can you play the position. This is about do we want you to play the position for us. That's what this
game. Why wouldn't they, Lou?
Well, look, that's a whole other discussion that we've had in many different ways for weeks months now.
Is it not one of the toughest quarterbacks you've
ever? Mel, this isn't about
quarterback.
This isn't about, this isn't about quarterback traits and quarterback characteristics, personal football characteristics. That's not about this. This is personal.
Has he had an off the field issue? No, he has not.
Mel, you don't have to sell it to me.
I don't know what we're talking about here.
You're right. Something. You're right. Yes. You're right. But you know what? Mel, the draft has spoken.
That's right. That's the key, Mel. It's not putting a value judgment on whether those who passed are right or wrong. They did.
Yep.
So now, whenever you're in circumstances in life, whether you like them, whether you don't like them, whether they're fair or whether they're unfair, you might have to deal with them.
That's
and
right.
Now Shedeur Sanders has to deal with
everything.
And for whatever reason, whether he played a minute, microscopic percentage, 0%, or it's a legitimate criticism of the way he conducted himself during the draft process, this was the result.
Yeah.
Now he has an opportunity to answer it. I think yelling at the NFL about it is not
right. There's not a quarterback. Boomer Esiason was not happy when he was the second round pick.
Tom Brady
was not happy. They dropped. How'd they turn out?
And you know what?
Nobody's arguing that.
My
that
point is, Race, the NFL has been clueless
so good.
For 50 years when it comes to evaluating quarterback. Clueless.
All that,
no idea what they're doing in terms of evaluating quarterback. That's proof. There's proof of that.
How many times
we know exactly what we're talking about with quarterbacks. They don't.
You know what my favorite part is?
What's that?
And I think if you're going to be a draft expert, right, like Mel Kiper's built his whole career on this, you have to believe you're right about everything you think. So he believes that the number one quarterback fell to the fifth round. So if he believes that, every GM is wrong.
Well, it was a lot to unpack with that, Joe. And Mel, let me see. Lou was trying to tell him that there was more to it than what you see, but he was trying to be professional about it. And Mel didn't read the room. He was trying to tell Mel. Like, Louis Riddick was trying to say that when he said it was personal, he was trying to say that there probably is some undertones to this.
Well, for whatever reason, the kid wasn't very liked.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
He was trying to say there's some undertones, and Mel was like, so what the... And Lou was like, hey, man, we still on TV, and I ain't trying to get nobody.
Mel did not care.
Mel was like.
He's number one on my board. Like, he should be gone.
And Lou trying to give him the universal, hey, man, you ain't got to tell me. He tried to tell him, like, bro, I'm black. I know what you're trying to say, but I'm not trying to go there. And Mel was trying to get him to go there. That was uncomfortable, but that's the conversations that, if I'm being honest, I was having all weekend trying to explain it to people. And initially, that was the first thing. Joe and I kept telling him. I said, okay, it might be a little bit of that. It might not be all of that. It was the absolute perfect storm of his play. Like, if he was touted the number one draft pick in the draft at the quarterback position, there's not a team on this planet that wouldn't have sucked that up.
Of course.
They would have sucked that up. They would have let Deion act a fool or whatever you want to do. But the problem was this, is that Shadur had the swagger, and his game wasn't where the swagger was, and his pops was who he was, and his pops is the guy that you know, was touted as for an NFL job. And some of the teams that needed quarterbacks were on shaky ground. It was all of that. And the fact that he came in a little arrogant. Let's not forget the NIL money. The man made like $6 million in college last year. He made a lot of money. And so a lot of people probably felt like, you know, he doesn't really need to play in the NFL.
To further your point about if he was a great prospect, teams would have just sucked it up.
Yeah.
I remember when Anthony Edwards was coming out to the NBA. Teams questioned his drive, his basketball character. They said he was immature,
yeah.
But he was such a great physical talent, and obviously he's been a great player in the NBA, that he was the number one pick, right? Like, Shadur had physical limitations, and then you throw in that for whatever reason, he rubbed people the wrong way in some of these processes, and he fell. Like, did you want him as he kept falling for the Eagles? 215-592-9494. Aaron is up next on WIP.
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning. As the Eagles did not take a wide receiver, Aaron, which you means you win. You win,
not
Aaron.
Only did they not take a wide receiver with the first round, the second round, the third round, the fourth? They didn't take a wide receiver at all. And then Mr. Hugh Douglas tried to spin it on Thursday and say, well, maybe they'll take a receiver tight, and that qualifies for a wide receiver. Absolutely not.
Spin Dr. Douglas doing what he does.
I mean, but we all knew why I was doing that. I mean,
that's right.
And we all said that if they did take a receiver, we'd be. I think no, he's spinning the story because I said if they took a receiver, I'd be okay with it. But I like Jihad. I like the fact that we got Jihad Campbell, and we drafted defense.
I don't know who I make my arrangements with or whatnot, but I got to plan a trip to Philadelphia.
What, he gonna hang out with Kyle? Kyle was all ready for that.
Hang out with you.
Kyle said,
"We're not hanging out."
Kyle said he is so excited. Mm-mm. He's going to take you to his favorite watering hole.
It was the first thing he said when we got in this morning. He can't wait for Aaron to get here.
That's what he told me.
All I got to say when I meet you guys is brothers don't shake hands, brothers hug.
I'm not a hugger. right now.
Yeah, good luck with that.
He's not a hugger.
The hugs are free, man. The hugs are free.
I've done that.
So you guys are going to make me be the only one that hugs Aaron? I got to do that?
Yeah, hugging
Aaron. Okay.
We can hang out. We can dap each other.
I wanted to talk about Howie and the mad scientist that he is and just the unbelievable draft that he had. But today, I guess, is a Cleveland Brown Shadur Sanders day. Huh?
Well, no. It's a should the Eagles have drafted Shadur Sanders day?
You know, it's funny that, you know, listening to people talk about racial undertones and all that kind of stuff, I think it's a really, really weak take. I think racial undertones are back in the 70s when Warren Moon, you know, believed in himself so much that he went to play in the CFL to prove that he can be a quarterback in the NFL.
Well, obviously that was a different time and things were way worse then.
And I'll tell you right now, Aaron, the racial undertones, they're still there. They've just changed the tune a little bit, if you will. The tune has changed.
But, Q, if the racial undertones are there, how do you explain Cam Ward going number one?
Let me stop you right there, Aaron. Just because they drafted a black quarterback doesn't mean they can't still be racist. See, that's where you misinterpret things. Now, racism can also be you're intimidated by a person act the way they act, and that's what I've heard about Shadur Sanders. He's too cocky. He needs to be humbled. So how do you humble him? You make him fall in the draft. See, this is where when you say it's not racial, it's not about the fact that they took a quarterback number one. Hell, most of the quarterbacks are playing right now are black quarterbacks. They really don't have a choice. The game has changed so much, Aaron, that most of the quarterbacks are athletic. So if you got a statue back there that can't throw, that can't run, you're not going to be a good football team. So that dog don't hunt here. So this is what I'm here to tell you. that when you talk about racial undertones, it ain't always got to be about skin color. It could be about the fact that you feel like, oh, you one of them uppity Negroes. We going to humble you today. And that's basically what it feels like for most people. So that yeah. whole about net racial thing, that dog don't hunt here.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Hugh, this has nothing to do with race. This is an entitlement thing.
No, this is not. I'm not saying it has. Listen, Aaron, I'm not saying this has everything to do with race, but to sit here and say that there are not racial undertones to this, you are way off base. You're way off base with that.
Can I give you my point?
Yes.
Okay. So this is a social media thing. And I'm going to tell you something. They're going to talk about Shador Sanders for the next 20 years of what not to do when trying to get drafted by an NFL team. This kid wants to be a social media star. He doesn't want to be a football player. His stats in college, his dad was accused of doctoring or manufacturing his stats. All you got to do is, because you know the NFL is a talent-based business, right? You got the talent. They don't care what you do on the backside of it. You got the talent. You're playing in the NFL. This kid, if you go and watch the Oregon tape and you go and watch the Nebraska tape, this kid put up stats against bad teams. When he played against real talent, he couldn't do a thing. He disappeared. So guess what? He's a second and third round, you know, draft pick to teams. But then he goes and he has his pro day and he doesn't look so great. And then he goes and he has interviews and he looks terrible. And then all he does on social media is talk about how he's legendary. You're not legendary. Your dad was legendary. Your dad was one of the most talented athletes in the world in his time. You are not.
Are you finished?
Go ahead.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you something that's a fact. There, it's factual that a player that has been touted as much as he has, who had the draft grade that he had, has never dropped to the fifth round. So tell me, why did that happen? Because he was on social media being extra. I could tell you who else was on social media being extra. I could tell you a guy right now that ran from the cops the week before he got drafted, and he got arrested, and he still got drafted number one. You know who that was?
Tell me who it was.
Johnny Manziel. No, excuse me. Baker Mayfield. Guess what? When Johnny Manziel was out there talking bad to people on the sideline and doing the money sign, guess what? He still got drafted. He went in the second round. So you tell me what it is, Aaron. So what is it?
Look at the tape. Johnny Manziel went to Alabama, but
what I'm saying, I don't care.
He was a one-hit wonder.
What did he still get drafted? He got drafted, right? So why did Shador do that? Okay, listen to what I'm saying. Shador, the only thing that Shador has done in his college career was make you uncomfortable because of his TikToks and his attitude. Baker Mayfield ran from the cops. Baker Mayfield ran from the cops, and he still got drafted. So you're telling me, Aaron, I let you speak. Now it's my turn to speak. Yes, he did win the Heisman. And Baker Mayfield also ran from the cops. So what did Shador do besides make you feel uncomfortable that he didn't get drafted? Because he was cocky on the internet. Guess what? It's a whole bunch of cats on the internet doing the same thing that he's doing. And they got drafted. So what was it? You tell me what it was then.
It's the talent, Hugh.
And again, just like I told you.
He holds the ball.
Okay, Aaron, do me a favor. Go back and look a week before the draft and name me the top five quarterbacks in NFL per mock.
Aaron,
that were mocked.
We appreciate the phone. The reason this became such a famous fall and why I think the Eagles were almost going to take him when they did in the fifth round, the Browns jumped him, is because people thought he was going to go high. That's why this is a story. Like, I don't think some of the things Aaron said there was wrong about his game, right? Like, I said to you 3 weeks ago, I don't see it. Like, but he's an NFL quarterback, second, third, fourth round pick. That all made sense to me. But people thought he was going to go high,
yes.
And then he didn't. So that's the story here. It's not how good he is. I think I didn't think he was that good. Do I think he should have been picked for the fifth round? Yeah, he's a quarterback, and usually quarterbacks that have some skill go before the fifth round. The story is why he fell. And I look, I don't know the answer. I know this. The Browns jumped ahead of the Eagles. Did you want the Eagles to take him when they almost did? And when the Browns obviously thought they were going to. 215-592-9494. Ian Rapoport put out there, the Browns may have jumped the Eagles to take Shador. Did you want him? Plus, we'll get to a little baseball. Phillies won a series this week. I forgot what that feels like.
A good baseball team.
Yes. And yeah, they did. And after Friday, I was ready to throw the towel in the whole season. But good win Saturday, good win Sunday. We'll get to our takeaways from the weekend next. Your takes on Shador. We'll get more into who the Eagles actually drafted as well. And what they didn't. No tight end, which was bizarre. All coming up. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. A great lawn is like a great sports team. It takes expertise and an electric care to really stand out. That's where True Green comes in. They're the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, so they know a thing or two about keeping grass looking like a fairway. Here's the best part. It's more affordable than you think, and they'll even match any competitor's price. Plus, True Green backs it all up with a satisfaction guarantee. Not happy, they'll come back between visits to make it right. Don't wait. Head to TrueGreen.com today. Let the pros do the work while you sit back and enjoy the results.
The pitch. Swung on. Ground ball. Back at Romano. He knocks it down. Picks it up. Flips to first, and the Phillies come back and win the series over the Cubs. After suffering their fifth straight loss on Friday on a cold and grueling afternoon, they come back and win the weekend, taking two straight, including tonight, a 3-1 final at extra innings.
Are we back? We might
feels
be back.
Feels like it.
Welcome. Well, we're back. Are the Phillies back?
Well, we're back on the air.
Yeah, we are, literally. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. We'll get back to the Shador Sanders discussion. Should the Eagles have done it? Did you want the Eagles to take him when he fell to Saturday? I know a lot of people did. I didn't, but I thought the Eagles were going to do it. Hugh wanted him. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. But, Hugh, we got a couple victories over the weekend. And I was so down in the dumps on Friday when after the rain delay, they lost that game. The offense was stunk. And I was like, oh, my goodness. Are they going to get swept for the whole road trip in Chicago? And then they won Saturday behind Luzardo. And that one you kind of saw coming.
Your boy Bone had a good hit yesterday, too. Hit one in the gap.
They needed
keep
that. Thing,
keep it alive.
They got that
alive.
Run. Trey beat it out for another run there, which that was a huge insurance. From Romano in the bottom of the 10th.
Romano.
Getting through that scoreless.
Hey, I will say this. I wasn't going to say nothing, but I saw a tweet from Jack. Mm-hmm. Jack was nervous.
When they came back from commercial last night, ESPN and Romano's in the mound, I was like, oh, man.
No, Jack tweeted something, I think it said, they lose a game like this. They're not going to win a game like this. It's something he said. I was like, Jack's a little nervous.
Yeah, they always lose this
good
game.
Good little piece of community service done by Jordan Romano yesterday.
Yes.
He's gaining a little favor.
He's still not out.
Wait, no, he's not out
still
yet.
He's still in jail.
He's still in Phillies jail.
He's still on work release.
Guilty!
Is he erased? Even after last night is what, like 10 or whatever it is? 12? All right, but Hugh, they get a couple victories. All right, a couple things that stood out for the weekend and a series victory. Phillies off today. Hugh, Aaron Nola, by far his best start of the season.
Yeah. I told you, I still believe them. He just needed to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
He needed to figure it out, man. Gave you seven strong yesterday.
Look, I don't need Noel to be a Cy Young candidate, but I do need a few of those sprinkled in. And he was really good last night. And that's a good offense. Seven innings, three hits, one run, six strikeouts, only one walk. Really nice night for Aaron Nola. So good night for Nola. Romano
and
closes
it. And it was a little warm, too, huh?
It was a little bit. We're still kind of chilly in Chicago.
Yeah, but he figured it out. He figured it out.
You're still on the weather thing.
No. I'm just saying he figured it out. That's it.
By the way, Romano's ERA is still 12.19. So I'm not. Let's not
get too early. Pump your brakes.
Just take
bit.
A deep breath there. But no, good night for him. Trey Turner, who's just getting singles lately, but at least he got three of those singles yesterday, including the infield hit. If there's one, can I nitpick one thing from the weekend? Can I just have one thing I need to say?
What you
about?
Got?
Is Bryce Harper going to wake up at some point here soon? Can I get Bryce Harper to arrive?
He's not been good.
He's hitting .231 with a .793 OPS. Can we arrive?
He's starting to get a little heat. A little heat.
Well, nobody's hitting for power on the team. It should be starting with him.
Well, yeah, of course.
Did anybody see the interview last night when they brought up the blue bat? Did anybody see that?
Yes. Yeah.
Why? Why?
Why did ESPN do it?
Yeah. Why are we so, was I the only person thinking that? We're kind of like a week removed from
the blue bat was a thing though.
Okay, I mean, but it wasn't raking with it.
Well, no, I mean, I think the takeaway I had from it is if you're the guy talking about name on the front, not the name on the back, and you go do a me guy thing, No, but I know it was a week ago. But
yeah, but it's like, why are they bringing that up?
Well, it's the first ESPN broadcast
of
the Phillies.
Okay, I got you. And that was the storyline?
Well, like, if you the first month of the season, what are the Phillies storylines?
Okay, I got you. I just wanted to, I didn't understand.
The blue bat is the storyline.
Well, I
didn't understand. I was like, wondering.
We have to abolish the on-field player interviews.
ESPN
They're
loves
so
them.
Bad.
Yeah.
They're so, so bad.
I think they tried almost too hard to make it a national game. I understand it is a national game. Like, I get it. But it's almost like they try too hard. That's why they're highlighting the blue bat, the national interviews. Yeah, I don't need them either. But Phillies win last night, and a good night for Aaron Nola, which absolutely was needed. They get 2 out of 3. So I'm taking a sigh of relief on the Phillies. Deep breath. Open a series at home against the Nats tomorrow, and then Diamondbacks this weekend.
The tomato can.
No, the Nats actually been playing.
They win a few games. Then they beat the Braves. They
beat the Mets yesterday. They came back.
The Mets. Okay.
The Nationals come in at 13-15, so they're not.
By Hughes' criteria, the Cubs are a tomato can.
Tomato can.
Everyone's a tomato can.
I mean, it just fits my narrative.
If the Phillies beat them, they might.
It fits my narrative.
All right, Phillies, that's tomorrow.
But I got an agenda.
Yeah, well, that we know that. You can react to the Phillies with us. Big victory. I liked what I saw at Enola. And I need Bryce Harper to wake up. I mean, at some point here, 231 with a sub-800 OPS is, by his standards.
Not good.
No, it's not good. I mean, I need it to be better. I need to start hitting the ball over the wall. 215-592-9494. Are you taking the Phillies after the weekend, Nola? Getting a series victory here. And look, it still was a bad road trip. I mean, 2-4 stinks. But at least they got out with a couple and didn't have a disastrous road trip. And, of course, Shedeur Sanders. Did you want him on the Philadelphia Eagles as he slipped? I'm sure a lot of people did. And quite frankly, I thought the Eagles were going to draft him. I mean, I was...
That's the rumor I was hearing. I heard that he was close to being an Eagle, which I thought would have been fun.
Of course it would have been fun. Well, it would have been...
It would have been humbling for him. I mean, you're going to get... Like, listen, I don't care who you are. When you come in the NFL, man, you're going to be humbled. And I think he would have been with the process. You know, like to somebody say, he's not his pops. He's not. But he has the bravado and the attitude that his dad displayed.
It actually creates more of an intrigue around him right now than if he got drafted in the second round. Then it would have been like, all right, whatever.
Yeah, so what is he going
to
do now?
Right. Like now that he fell to the fifth, is he going to make it or is he not going to be any good?
And I will tell you this, man. And I remember this being told this when I was going through the draft process. If you're a first-round draft pick, you got a couple years to figure it out. Second-round draft pick, you got the less years. Third, fourth, fifth, it's a little bit tougher.
Of course.
Because now you're playing the numbers game. And, you know, hopefully – I don't know how it's going to play out for Shedeur. I really don't. But knowing what I know about the draft is not – it's not great. Being drafted in the fifth round is not – it's not guaranteed you're going to stick.
Yeah, and unfortunately for
at
him –
they got like – 30 quarterbacks in the quarterback room.
And is it like a QB graveyard place
he's
right
a
now?
Brown. Well,
yeah,
I mean.
Yeah, he would have been like probably better off here.
Yeah, of course.
Like, I got some damn good coaching.
Yeah, like here,
and
Kansas
some reps.
City,
yeah.
LA, yeah. San Francisco, like places that have good coaching and good infrastructure. Yeah, then he better have more of a chance. We'll see. Big V's in Mount Laurel. What's up, Big V?
Yo, what it do?
What's going
Big
on,
Big V? What's up?
All right,
we got to put that. We
got
to take
that
phone.
You got that. Man, you need to go ahead and get that cricket fixed,
Big
man.
V, we got to take a deep breath there. Let's go to Will in the Northeast. Hey, Will.
Dream Team, how y'all doing today?
What's
Will,
up, Will?
What's up?
What a great Monday, man. The Phillies pulled it off. You know what I'm noticing about the Phillies? Like, once they get a big lead, right, they just start – you know, trying to knock it home all the time. Just stick with the script. Keep getting hits. Because I've been noticing, like, a few games when they've been up by a whole lot of runs, you know, they just stop, you know, doing what they was doing to get them runs in. You know what I mean? I think they need to just keep sticking with the script because, like, we know our bullpen is not really, you know, still suspect a little bit. You know what I mean? So we want to keep knocking runners in as much as we can. I'm liking how they was fighting through all this, man. I like, just like what you were saying, Hugh and Joe, like, yeah, Harper, he got to come alive. But like I said, man, starting to warm up, June is going to be the time where we're going to really heat up and we're going to start lighting these teams up, man. And, you know, just keep doing what you're doing, Phil. Stick with the small ball. Keep hitting. Keep getting on base and keep bringing runners in.
You know what? I'm with you. I want more wins like this weekend. Good pitching by Lozardo. No, I do need a little more big ball, though, Will. I mean, the small ball is fun, but like.
Yeah, you want some yah-yah.
I need some home runs at some point here.
Yeah. I agree. But with Shador, right? I think, you know what? It would have been good if the Eagles would have got him. You know why? Because Jalen's been through the same thing that he's going through right now, early, right? So that would have been a good mentor for him. You know what I mean? He'd have made him into the player that he needs to be, not that he wants to be. You know what I'm saying? The whole thing is, you know, he got a little flashy. He got a little arrogant. But, hey, who don't get like that? Who don't feel as though they're one of the best players in the world? You know what I'm saying? And you know, with the race card, I hate talking about it. But listen, we can't keep dismissing this, man. Like, you know, we can't keep just overlooking this. Like, it needs to be addressed, and hopefully it will one day. You know what I mean? Because this guy, he do have talent. I don't know if he's as talented as a lot of people think. Well, we'll see. But, you know, when you start something, like, and what I want to say real quick, Deion, he should have let him know this from the get-go, because he already know how the business is. So he should have, you know, prepped them for this. And the whole time is, it's nothing wrong with being yourself. You shouldn't let nobody change you. But sometimes you just got to do what you need to do to get in first.
But they say the kids say code switch. You got to code switch.
Bill, well, I think, and it's interesting because I think in a lot of ways, Will, we preached the call. A lot of ways, Deion helped his son, right? Like, Deion was his coach.
He's groomed him for this.
But I do think he may have misread the situation. Like, I remember the stories when Deion came out of the draft, and I think Deion told teams he wouldn't meet with some of them
because he did.
But he knew, and
because he was going to be drafted high.
See, I think this is where, to me, Deion had a mistake. That Deion was such a great athletic prospect that he could do that and tell, like, I forget what teams it was. It was a long time ago. I'm not meeting with you because I know I'm going to be a top whatever pick.
Man, listen,
and he was good enough. Now Shador wasn't if all these stories are true, they misread it.
Didn't match, and it rubbed people the wrong way. This is where, if I can help some folks out, this is where people feel the way that they feel, because when you talk about it, the first thing that a lot of people say when they say, well, I didn't like the fact that he had legendary written up on his thing, wasn't Johnny Manziel, and I'm using him as an example because he's another guy that was brash. Didn't he have the money sign? Didn't he patented the money sign?
Yep.
What's the difference? See, that's where I think people get this is the problem. When you talk about race, people get offended because they automatically think you're trying to play the race card. Nobody's doing that. We're pointing out discrepancies that are obvious to us that nobody wants to talk about.
So let me ask you a question. And this you brought up Johnny. There's Baker. There's Shador, right? They're all different, but there's something about their person.
They were flashy. They were over the top. They were loud and boisterous.
Do you think, regardless of what they look like, if I just give you a blank slate for a quarterback, is that something you think teams like in a quarterback or don't?
I think there's a fine line, okay. Joe. I think there's a fine line because of, you know, you want the face of your franchise to be, you know, you want him to be confident. And you hear you remember a few years ago when it was Chris Sims and John Gruden, and he was like, you got to bark that call out in the huddle. As a quarterback,
you got to be the lead, the alpha.
You have to be the alpha. Right. You have to have that alpha mentality. And Shador has that. I think that what has happened is that, like I said, perfect storm. His play, his lack of being prepared, the fact that his father is who he is, and his arrogance, all of that played into all of this. It's just not one thing. You know, and I know a lot of people want to glom onto this, say it was racism. It was all of that. It was all of that. Because if you look at the Manning family, they did the same thing. It was just more quiet. But they told you from the gate that Eli wasn't playing in San Diego.
And the Elway thing, same thing.
And they did that. It's just that when Deion did it and he was being loud and over the top, that rubbed some people the wrong way.
So the other thing for me, and look, he wanted him. I didn't particularly want him as he was falling. I thought the Eagles may have taken him. One thing that stood out to me, and Hugh, we had that report from Jake Glazer last week, right? Teams are starting now, and that's not just injury concerns. It's not just off the field. It's also,
want to.
Do you love football?
Yeah.
And I never met Shadur. I don't know him. I just watched him on Saturdays like you did. I could see why some teams may have wondered, does he love football? Because he seems like he likes the spotlight. Like, maybe he does love football. I don't know. I know this for the Eagles. They have drafted players here the last 5 years or so. They love, like, Devontae Smith seems to me like all he does is football, right?
That's it.
Jalen, all he does is football. Hurts. You mentioned Cooper DeJean when you talked to him.
That want to, man.
Yeah, that's where I thought he didn't really fit in the way the Eagles have drafted players.
And that's fair. But here's the thing. And this is the question that nobody can answer. Because I'm bringing facts. This ain't got nothing to do with his dad, anything like this. There has never been a player that had the grade that Shadur Sanders has had in the NFL. Go back and look it up, people. If it's a first-round grade, second-round grade, whatever it is, there has not been a player in the history of the NFL that has fallen that far. So now you have to figure out for yourself what it was. Regardless of what he did in college, regardless of what you want to compare his stats to, there has not been a player in the NFL that had the grade that he had as a player, the best available player on the board at the time, dropped to the fifth round. Show me one.
Well, that's what made this.
That's what makes this
interesting.
This is what makes this so, you know, controversial. Because you can pick whatever you want to say. He wasn't that good a player. They still gave him a first-round grade.
Which means this story is not over. Like, now it's either going to be one of the greatest draft drops and then a great career that follows, because maybe he is a good player, right? I mean, that's possible. Some people thought he'd be a high pick. Or it's going to be all the things that all that we're hearing now is like, oh, okay, that makes sense. All right, let's go to Big V in Mount Laurel. What's up, Big V?
Yo, man, what a dude.
Big V, what do you got for us? What are you thinking?
Well, first of all, good morning, you.
Good morning. How you doing, man?
Joe, I'm glad that the Phillies won because you're not being hyperbolic. And Kyle, I'm off speakerphone.
Congratulations for once in your life.
Yeah, once in my life. Okay. Well, listen, first of all, Hugh, irony for me today is someone calling in arguing with you that there are no racial overtones, and every point he made had a racial overtone.
Well, I mean, we're trying not to make it that way, Big V. But I mean, okay. I get where you're coming from.
Well, so Big V, before you go on, I'm not going to tell anyone how to feel about the story. I mean,
Feel how you feel.
You feel how you feel. I just give you my opinion, and you give yours, and Hugh gives his, and we have a discussion.
Okay, let's look at the racial overtone of NFL quarterbacks. White quarterbacks, they want them to be arrogant. They want them to be the alpha. They want them to be Joe Namath, you know, guaranteeing everybody a championship. Black quarterbacks, they want them to be humble and, okay, everything is fine. Got a great pass in there.
Well, Big V, before you go on, you say, I think for the purpose of this, can you just give your opinion? Don't say they, because you're including a lot of people.
You're painting people with a broad brush.
Just say what you like. Because, I'll give you my perspective. I didn't like Baker. I didn't like Johnny Manziel. I'm not the biggest Shadur fan. I like a quarterback that is football first. Like that, I like Jalen for that perspective. Like, I love that about him. So we all have different views, and you could come from a different place with the same view.
Yep, when Jalen wasn't doing well, you were one of the biggest people being hyperbolic.
Because of his
because
of his play. I've never criticized Jalen Hurts's demeanor or the way he approaches football. I love that about him. He's football first.
Oh, by the way, congratulations. You finally got to say something negative about Harper or Harper needing this pickup. I'm glad you're working on that.
Well, when he doesn't play well, I say it. Big V, have you not realized this by now? When the players don't play well, I criticize them. When they play well, I mean, this is very, I'm the easiest one like to guess what I'm going to say. Like, if the guy sucks, I say he sucks.
Yo, I'm not shooting shots at you.
Just I know. Well, go ahead.
A little bit.
You kind of were, but I love you anyway. Go ahead, Big V.
A little bit.
Okay, I love you too. But no, I mean, you look at the numbers that he did and how Shakur produced. And listen, it's not easy being coached by your dad, and he still did it at a high level. Yet he comes out fifth. It wasn't a simple fact of, you know, people saying, oh, they forged the numbers. It's a simple fact of, you know, people saying, you know, you're an arrogant piece of crap like your dad, and I can't take down your dad, so I'm taking you.
So did you want him here, Big V? Bottom line.
Of course. I would love to have him here.
Joe didn't know what to do with that, Joe.
Well, I mean, I want to know if you want him here.
Joe, breathe, brother. Take your blood pressure medicine, man. I don't want you to blow your top.
Well, I just want you to get to your final point here, Big V.
Final point, yeah, I wanted him here. I thought it'd be a great addition to the Eagles. I thought that with the Eagles coaching staff, they could have really developed him. And he's been a wonderful replacement for Jalen.
Replacement?
Yes, replacement. You know, like Jalen's not going to, play forever.
Well, okay. I mean, I get that. And that's why I brought up Jalen Milroe last week. But, like, that implies you think that Shedeur Sanders has that kind of ability. I mean, not just Jalen Hurts is the decline at some point down the line. You think that Shedeur's got that kind of ability.
I think he's got some wonderful athletic abilities, which would be a wonderful contribution to continuing on the Philadelphia Eagles dynasty.
All right. Well, we'll see. I mean, we'll see what he does in Cleveland. Big V, we appreciate the phone call. I mean, that's part of it, too. Like, some people don't even... He's one of the more polarizing players I can remember in a long time, not just off the field, on the field. Because there are some people, like Mel Kiper was screaming all weekend, he's the best quarterback in this draft.
Yeah,
and then you get some people like...
He wasn't.
Well, some people didn't even think he was even that good. Like, he'll barely be a backup in the league. He's a very polarizing player for different reasons.
Yeah, and I would say this. People need to listen to the conversation that's being had and stop being so sensitive when you hear trigger words, because nobody's on here saying that race was the only motivator in this decision. But I do feel that it played some part in it. It didn't play everything. And y'all need to quit being so sensitive when somebody that looks like me talks about it. Because obviously I'm coming from a perspective that you don't understand, because I am black and I have been through this process. So you might not agree with what I'm saying, but give me the grace to listen to what I'm saying before you get all defensive and go into your little silo and start yelling and screaming, talking about why are we talking about race. Maybe you should start paying attention to the conversation instead of putting your head in the sand or putting your hand over your ears and not wanting to hear about it. Because there ain't nobody trying to say it was all of that. But there was a reason why he fell to the fifth round. He had a first to second round grade. So in your mind, I know it's hard for some of y'all to do, but think about it from that perspective. If he was touted as a number, regardless of what he did in college, if he was slated to be a first or a second day pick, he fell to the fifth round. Start there and then work your way back. And then you tell me what you think it is. I know it's hard for some of y'all to do, because y'all the same cats. When I gave you all the clues, you still said noodles. So use your mind a little bit in this and quit being so sensitive about this conversation. That's the problem. Nobody wants to have this conversation because it makes you feel some type of way. Well, you should feel uncomfortable, because he failed for a reason. So tell me what the reason was.
Well, and that whatever the reason was, the problem, and you said it to start the show. To be fair to you, and people, maybe some people missed that, people tune in at different times. You said to start the show today, it was a lot of reasons probably.
It was a bunch of different things.
You know, I think I'll use this phrase. It felt like a perfect storm happened this weekend.
It was a perfect storm. Yeah. Like, I have friends call me that don't care anything about the draft, that asked me, what do you think happened? And I told them honestly, I think it was a bunch of different things. And whatever you think it is, it might be a little bit of that.
You know how you know this was a huge story? I have the grandma test.
Grandma called you.
Well, no, I saw my grandmother this weekend. And she didn't remember his name, but she said, like, what's going on with that quarterback? No one took him yet. And she was talking about Shedeur. Like, it's a huge story. It was this doesn't happen very often where a quarterback people think could go number three goes in the fifth round. Did you want him as he slipped? I thought the Eagles were going to select him. It wasn't what I wanted. I wanted Milroe as the backup quarterback here. I think that could be something special. But did you want him? Hugh did. I wasn't into the idea of drafting him, but I thought the Eagles were going to do it. 215-592-9494. All right. We'll get to a position, along with your calls on this, that we all expected the Eagles to address in this draft, and they didn't address it. Why? And what it means for the one guy that's still on this roster at this spot that we all know about. 215-592-9494. You'll hear from Howie next. More on the guys the Eagles did pick. And Shedeur, did you want him as he slipped down the draft board? It is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.